Cash Me a Portrait by Andrew Sachs, with Maria Charles as Mrs. Friedman, Jack May as Vernon Clench Blaze, Timothy Bateson as Parsons, and Rosalind Adams as Trudy Snape. Cash Me a Portrait.
Sorry, Mr. Trotscott.
My dear lady, it's just that... I understand. Should we not leave the rest of the will?
No, it's all right. Go on.
Those then are the main provisions regarding your good self, family, and close friends.
What a fine man he was.
Indeed. So now we come to the minor bequests.
I'll have another gin.
Allow me.
No, it's best I keep myself occupied. Shall I get Conchita to freshen your tea up?
Thank you, no. The minor bequests. First of all, relating to your late husband's personal collection of antiques and objets d'art, most of which are to be disposed of by auction in order to benefit various individuals and charitable organisations, such as the Savernake Children's Home.
Oh, for the kiddies.
For example, your gardener, Mr. Joshua Branksome, to benefit from the sale of 6 miniatures.
Oh, yeah, good, yes.
Other beneficiaries include Leonard Brian Morrissey.
Your chauffeur, very nice. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, Mr. Trustcott. I won't be sorry to see all that stuff go.
Oh.
Memories, you know. And it does clutter the place up. I mean, you've got to be brought up to that sort of thing, haven't you? Not that I ever complained.
God forbid.
But he knew. That's why he now... Well, he's so thoughtful. Even in death,
dear Mrs. Friedman.
Oh, help yourself to biscuits.
Yes. Morrissey, Miss Gertrude Lucinda Snape, Mr. and Mrs...
Who?
Miss Gertrude Lucinda Snape.
I don't know her.
Of Baker Street, West One.
What's she getting?
Yes, the amount realised on one of the paintings, Portrait of a Man.
Oh?
Mrs. Ada Pineley.
Who is she, then?
Your daughter's old nanny.
Snape? I think I'd like to know who she is. And if she is, she won't get a penny, I'll see to that.
Pardon?
Well, she could be, couldn't she? I mean, he was only a man. He didn't always come home straight from the office, you know.
I don't follow.
I want to know who she is, Trustcott. Today. Oh, Buffers. Oh. Saucy. Oh, head.
Tell him you're not at home.
No, let go.
Hello, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's Trudy for short, really. Who are you? Solicitor? Oh, cripes. No, really?
You're busy, damn it.
Oh, that's brill. You're not having me on, are you? Well, yes, all right. Oh, that's really brill. Yes, I will. Toodle pip. Oh, Papa, you'll never guess what. Stop it.
That was a solicitor on the phone.
Damn me. Is the wife onto us?
I've been remembered in a will.
You.
Now, let me out of the bed.
Damn it, I've booked you for the whole afternoon.
Don't be so common.
Have you got the roller here?
Yes.
You can give me a lift. Get your clobber on, sweetie.
Oh, but it's not fair on a chap.
I wonder how much I'm going to get. Maybe I can give all this up.
Don't say that.
And then I'll have a big beano so all my chaps can meet each other.
You've got a rum sense of humour, old girl.
This place is no good, though. You'll have to lend me Bufflemere Towers for the do.
Thank you.
Lady B can do the catering.
Damn it, Trudy, that's awfully bad taste, don't you know? After all, damn it, she is my wife.
Wrong shoe, Poppet. That's your left foot.
What?
Perhaps I can pay all those frightful death duties you keep going on about. Wouldn't you like that?
Well, I must have been rich then.
And then you wouldn't need to let the public in after all.
Not having lions. Put your foot down there. Or pop concerts. Or that damn boogie-woogie nonsense.
Stop rambling, Lord, and get a shove on.
You looking for something?
Beg your pardon?
I mean, does Mrs. Wassername know you're doing that, does she?
Doing what?
Oh, going through her things like that.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I hope you do.
do for?
Now, what are you doing? Those things aren't out of a Christmas crack, you know.
I am aware.
Well, you're treating them. That's antique, mate.
You don't say.
Hundreds of years old. Which wood, I shouldn't wonder.
Meissen, actually.
That's it, Meissen.
Look, might I tactfully suggest... This is a house of mourning.
Eh?
Mr. Friedman has recently died.
What, her old man?
Yes.
She never said. Well, I'm here for the double glazing. Going to be banging away for a good few days yet.
Yes, it was the singing.
Oh, yeah. What you up to then?
My firm are handling the sale of some of the late owner's possessions.
What? Auction sale? Oh, yeah. How much you reckon for that Wedgwood?
Meissen?
Yeah, how much you reckon?
I really have no idea. It's not my department. I'm here to catalogue only the paintings.
Paintings?
Yes.
Is that what you have to do, make a catalogue?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. So as people know what they're bidding for, right? Some good stuff here. Do you want a hand with that?
I can manage.
Lovely frame.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's something I do know about. Beautiful.
I wonder if I might have the use of your tools for a moment.
What for?
I want to take the backing off.
Oh, I'll do that for you.
I'd rather do it myself.
Ah, you wouldn't. Now, you just hold it steady.
Well, do be careful.
No, don't worry, mate. It's me trade. What do you want to call this in your catalogue? Rembrandt?
No.
Well, it ain't a Picasso, is it? Here we go.
If you must know, it's 15th century Italian school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gently. No, I'm one of the pupils, is it? Hang on. There you go. No problem.
May I? Thank you.
That's been painted on wood. Popular, I think. Yeah, I said it was popular. Wouldn't you? You all right? You've gone all pale.
I can't believe it.
Yes, popular. I can tell.
Oh, there you are, Parsons. I've been looking for you all over the house. I wanted to talk to you about that very painting, as a matter of fact. What are you doing?
Oh, we're just helping this gentleman.
Have you finished the window?
No, not yet.
Well, get on with it, then.
Yes, madam. May I offer
now,
my condolences
about this
on
painting,
your very recent
what's it
bereavement?
Worth? What? Oh, get on with it, please.
Yes, madam.
Well?
Well, Mrs. Friedman, according to the papers I have here, your husband bought this painting... Portrait of a Man.
Yes.
15 years ago for, let me see, £2,000.
As much as that?
This is the receipt. Italian school, circa 1500.
What'll it fetch in the sale?
Oh, well, we'll get the best possible price, never fear.
Doesn't look much good to me. The paint's cracked all over his face.
It is in need of some restoration, certainly.
And he's got a squint. Looks like a fake to me.
Mrs. Friedman, I wonder if I might be excused. I'm not feeling quite myself.
Oh?
I'll be back first thing Monday, of course.
Don't rush.
And you think this painting may not be genuine, do you?
Well, I mean, look at it. It's pathetic.
In that case, I wonder, would you have any objection to my taking it with me for the weekend and subjecting it to certain tests, perhaps another opinion?
Yes.
My company will take full responsibility,
of
course.
Oh, no, you don't need to be too careful with it.
I beg your pardon.
Go on, just take it.
Oh, thank you so much. I can see myself out. Goodbye.
Or shouldn't have done that, madam.
What?
Letting him go with that painting. That frame's worth a few bob, you know, all hand-carved. He looks a bit fishy to me, and 2,000 quid's a lot of money.
It's too much. Much too much.
Stop fidgeting, Parsons.
Well, it is such an extraordinary... I mean, possibly...
Well, drink this.
Yes, but you see...
Dear fellow. And when you have done so, you may continue, or rather start again. In coherent English, if at all possible.
Well, Mr. Clench, please.
So far, so good. Cheers.
I would like you to look... cheers. To look at this painting. And it's part of a private collection. And there. What do you think of it?
I see. It's presumably for sale.
These are the relevant documents.
15th century Italian, attributed to Luini, yes?
Do you like it?
Not very much. He's got a squint.
Suppose I told you that I believe this painting to be the work of... Wait for it. Leonardo.
Leonardo who?
Why, Leonardo da Vinci, of course. Look, here, on the back.
Hardly proof.
François Premier.
Yes?
His mark burned onto the panel.
So?
François Premier, Leonardo's royal patron.
I know who he was.
It's a stamp of authenticity.
It's unlikely to be genuine.
Why not?
Parsons, there hasn't been a Leonardo on the open market since I don't know when.
Well, it's genuine, all right.
Rash words. Can you prove it?
A preliminary drawing of this painting figures on one of the pages in Leonardo's own notebooks. Here is a photocopy. There are no other portraits by Leonardo that might have been based on it. Only this one. Compare it. Compare it. The hat. Exactly the same. The pose. The background.
Well, yes, this is certainly... Yes. My goodness. Even the squint is there.
Yes.
Oh, dear, we begin to think of it more in terms of an attractive cast that infuses this sensitive portrait with a mystery as profound as its possible counterpart in the Louvre, the Mona Lisa. Dare we? Oh, what an astute man you are to recognize this supreme masterpiece for what it is. Hold on, C.B., for what it seems to be. I presume it was you that did the recognizing, Parsons.
Oh, yes. I took this backing off yesterday to reveal the truth for perhaps the first time in 500 years.
This merits further investigation. Can you leave it with me?
Until Monday, yes. But there's no need for further investigation, C.B. I've already searched through every available reference on Leonardo. Of course, I wasn't going to be satisfied until I'd seen the original, carefully preserved in the Royal Library at Windsor.
God save the Queen.
As far as I'm concerned, it's absolutely conclusive, and the beauty of it is no one knows about it.
Except you and I.
Precisely.
I'm flattered. Why me?
Well, this painting is due to go into a sale that I am in the process of cataloguing. Now, as an employee of the firm, I can hardly bid for it myself.
You want someone else to bid for it, is that it?
Exactly. I need a partner.
How high would you want me to go?
Until we get it, of course. It won't be that much, will it?
On the contrary. Anything is possible for Leonardo when you consider that a mere mantegna fetched 8 million recently.
Oh, no, you don't understand. No one at the sale will know it's a Leonardo.
But how can that be? You will have described it as such in your catalogue, will you not?
No, of course I won't.
Pardon me, but why of course I won't? Surely it's your job to describe each lot truthfully and thus obtain the best possible price for your client.
Well, yes. No. I mean, I don't know for sure, do I? These things are open to a variety of interpretations. It's often pure conjecture.
And, of course, you'll put the backing on again.
Certainly.
So that no one will suspect what we hope is the truth.
Yes.
But, Mr. Parsons, dear, dear Mr. Parsons, how can you think of such a thing?
Huh?
How can you? A trusted servant of a reputable organization coolly contemplate deceiving an innocent public and cheating an unsuspecting owner.
I wouldn't say that, exactly.
And then, not satisfied, you presume to approach me, a highly respected member of my profession, and seek to involve me in this deplorable piece of malpractice.
Then you mean you don't want
you
to...
You put me in an impossible quandary, you really do. My duty is clearly to expose this fraud at once and see that you get your just deserts.
Oh, no.
But no doubt... you will invoke the past and remind me of our several fruitful and pleasant associations over the years, and for the sake of friendship beg for my silence and acquiescence.
Yes.
But that is impossible.
Well, what are you going to do?
It is what you are going to do that matters.
What?
If you cannot bring yourself to write the truth in your pitiful catalogue, then write nothing at all.
But I have to describe every item in the sale.
Then see that it is taken out of the sale.
What?
And perhaps suggest to the owner that you may have found a prospective buyer who would ensure a good price prior to auction.
You?
Possibly. I might go as high as, what, £10,000? Which, even allowing for inflation, is a great deal more than the owner should reasonably expect to get for this minor portrait of a man with a squint, doubtfully attributed to Luini.
Suppose the owner doesn't want to sell?
Then raise the offer, within reason, until it is accepted. Whatever happens, the painting must not be catalogued. That should be clear to even your delinquent mind. You must think responsibly of your future career, my dear chap. After all, you don't want to lose your job, do you?
Well, I do stand to make a whole lot of money.
I beg your pardon?
I say I'll make a whole lot of money.
You'll make a whole lot of money?
Yes.
A whole lot. Half a lot.
Yes? Hello?
Mrs. Friedman?
Yes?
Truscott here.
Yes?
You were inquiring about the identity of Mrs. Gertrude Lucinda Snape, one of the beneficiaries.
Yes, yeah, who is she?
Oh, of excellent background. Her father was Admiral Snape of Hampshire, and I can confirm that her association with Mr. Friedman was of a purely professional nature.
Oh, that can mean anything, can't it?
Well, I met the good lady personally. Most charming, highly refined.
Yeah, what's she do?
She tells me she's a very experienced social counsellor, sometimes consulted by Mr. Friedman in connection with his welfare work.
Welfare?
She is, too, a qualified French mistress and trained in modelling, by which I presume she means sculpture. All in all, a most accomplished lady.
It's worse than I thought. You fell for all that?
Fell?
You'll have to change the will.
The will?
I'm not giving money to that whore.
Mrs. Free...
Don't argue with me. But change the will.
I don't...
Oh, my own husband. May he drop down dead. Yes. Oh, Conchita! Conchita! Oh, where the bloody hell is everybody?
18 by 10 and a half, oil on canvas, signed and dated 1923.
General Parsons!
Yes, oh, in here, Mrs. Friedman.
Oh, there you are. Where is everybody?
I believe your workman has gone off to lunch.
Have you brought that painting back?
Oh, yes, I've hung it again.
Is it a fake?
No, madam, it's not, I'm happy to say.
What's it worth?
Well, I'd like a word with you about that.
Something wrong with it?
On the contrary, I've actually found a prospective buyer who is prepared to make a very generous offer prior to auction.
Generous? Oh, no, I'm not having that. How much will it fetch?
In an auction sale, a somewhat insignificant example of late 15th century needs cleaning, restoration...
Get on with it.
Well, to be brutally frank, we would be unusually fortunate to improve much on the original investment of £2,000.
£2,000? For that woman?
It's a man, if you remember.
Ridiculous.
Quite so. That is why I can so heartily recommend this other private offer, which is considerably more attractive. To wit, shall we say, £5,000?
No. But he bought it for £2,000.
Oh, dear. You find the appreciation unsatisfactory.
In this particular case, very.
That being so, I may just be able to persuade our client to increase his offer to £6,000.
Yeah, don't go on, Parsons. I don't want to hear any more. It's staying in the sale.
But Mrs. Friedman...
Don't argue with me. I know what I'm doing.
£7,000.
Shut up. You're making it worse.
£8,000.
Get out. Go on. Get out. I've had enough.
£10,000.
Get out of my house.
£15,000.
Packing your nightshirt, Rufus. Aren't you coming back today?
You know what those damn publicity chaps in London are like when they want a power.
Oh, dear.
I shall be hard at it the hill time.
You were going to arrange the armour display on the west staircase.
Yeah, well, it'll have to wait until I get back.
And the blue drawing room is still quite empty.
Yeah, but it's only a matter of shifting some of that Chippenham furniture from the east wing.
Dale.
And hanging a few pictures on the wall.
We'll at least sort some out from the storeroom.
Damn
and then
it.
We can sell the ones we don't need.
Still, Charlotte, the Bottomyers haven't had to sell anything since the Civil War.
We need every penny. There are the new public conveniences, remember?
I'd rather have Cromwell back than all this.
It's a big castle for just one person to run, Rufus.
I know, old girl. It's tough for both of us. Get Mulligan to help you with it, eh? I paid the damn fellow enough.
Well, I don't know. He always seems to be drunk nowadays.
Is he, by Joe? I better check the cellar, then. See if he's been at the 69 Bargain Bar. Oh,
we'll never open in time.
Chin's up, old girl. Got a few weeks yet. I'll sort the pictures out next time. How's that?
Oh, thanks, old chap.
Well, I'd better be off then. Go easy on the cigars, won't you?
What?
The more I offered, the angrier she became.
But why?
I don't know, I tell you. She insisted the painting stays in the sale.
What an unfortunate development. Well, you'd better do as she says, I suppose.
What about the catalogue? I can't very well describe it as a Leonardo, can I?
That's right, you can't. Perhaps it isn't one.
What?
As you said yourself, these things are open to interpretation. And frankly, well, you're not a Berenson or a Kenneth Clark, are you? No, you're a simple little salesman, Parsons, a writer of catalogue.
But the evidence...
What evidence? The François Premier mark. Good heavens, branding with hot iron requires little skill. Ask any cowboy.
The drawing, then. The painting is certainly based on it.
Are you sure? Perhaps you got it the wrong way round. Perhaps Leonardo happened to see that crude Italian school painting somewhere and made a little drawing of it for his own amusement. Perfectly reasonable.
Oh.
No, you dear, ingenuous little auctioneer. A picture must survive far more stringent tests if it qualifies one of the masterpieces of the world. You can't expect to make millions of pounds for the price of a bus ticket to Windsor.
Then it's all... nothing.
I didn't say that. All I am saying is that you need have no qualms of conscience if the painting is described in your magnum opus as being rather anonymous and left at that. And as I'm prepared to bid 10, 20, or even 100,000 for it, I dare say it'll be knocked down to me. Won't it?
But why would you want it if it's not...
Because it's only your opinion that it's not.
Is it?
Haven't I just told you so?
Oh.
You see, unlike you, dear boy, I am an expert in these matters. And I have made my own investigations, which fortunately lead me to disagree with the footling footnote you've just decided upon.
What have you found out?
The less you know, the better.
Oh, let sleeping Leonardo's lie, you mean?
To which I can only reply with matching wit. Yes. Now, there is an urgent task for you to perform. You must return to the worthy Mrs.,
Friedman?
And make your peace with her before she takes her custom elsewhere. Clear?
Yes, of course.
Very well, then. Stroll on, Parsons.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello.
It's Mrs. Snope, isn't it?
Snape, actually.
I'm so glad you were able to pop over at such short notice. Has Conchita offered you some refreshment? No. Oh, how obtuse of her. What would you care for? A nice brown ale?
Oh, I say, rather.
Oh, better still. There's a bit of Maltese sherry left. I'm so glad we're going to get to know each other at last. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, all that welfare work you do. At it day and night, I shouldn't wonder.
Rather.
Cheers.
Chin-chin.
Now, I'll get straight to the point, my dear.
Jolly nice, Sherry.
Really? Well, as my solicitor, Mr. Truscott, will have told you, you stand to gain from the sale of one of my husband's paintings.
I'd love to have a butcher's
at it. Oh, no, I'm afraid that's not possible, my dear. You see, I found a buyer who was able to pay cash on the nails straight away. Finished already? Have a drop more. It doesn't really keep. So, that's why I asked you to come here today, so that I could hand the money over to you personally. And here it is, my dear. £9.53. Do check it, won't you?
£9.53?
Yes, because the frame was such a good one. There's a copy of the receipt for you, so it's all nice and legal.
I say, it's not very much, is it?
Oh, but surely it's the thought that counts. After all, it wasn't a very good painting. Harry naturally left the better stuff to his friends.
Your solicitor told me Mr. Friedman paid £2,000 for it.
Did he really? I shall have to have a word with him about that.
Didn't he?
Well, my dear, yes, as a matter of fact, he did. But that was 15 years ago, remember? And we've had quite a bit of wear out of it since then.
Oh, but I see.
And he was grossly overcharged. I told him so at the time. I mean, it was only a picture of a man. Not even anyone we knew.
I say, you're pulling my leg.
Oh, no, Mrs. Snoop, I wouldn't dream of it.
In that case, you're a baggy old cow, aren't you?
Oh. Yes, Conchita, what is it?
Mr. Parsons is here to see you, madame.
Oh, how nice. Do come in, Mr. Parsons. Oh, yes, just in time for a celebration drink. There's plenty of everything, except sherry's getting a bit short.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Friedman, I didn't know you had company.
Oh, but I haven't. This is Miss Snape. Yes, my dear, I hadn't forgotten.
How do you do?
Miss Snape is a French mistress, would you believe? And as a matter of fact, fact, she's the very person who benefits from the sale of that picture.
Really? Congratulations.
I'm off.
Why? There's still a drop left. Oh, I've just given her the money, you see, Mr. Parsons, and she's not feeling too well.
I'm going to see a solicitor.
That's right. Back to the Daily Grind.
Goodbye.
Money.
The back door's to the left.
Knickers.
Excuse me a moment, Mr. Parsons. Conchita, see her off. There are some awfully ungrateful people in the world, don't you find?
Mrs. Friedman, what did you mean exactly? You've given her the money.
From the sale of that painting.
But it hasn't been sold yet.
Oh, yes, it has. I found a buyer myself. You see, I decided to take your advice after all.
But
that's one item less for you to bother about in the auction. Whatever's the matter, Mr. Parsons? Oh, you haven't got your drink yet. What'll it be?
Brandy.
Yes, sit down. Yeah. Miss Snape couldn't wait to get her hands on the money, so I thought I'd help her along and offer the painting to this man who paid cash.
Who?
Not very much, I admit, but quite enough to satisfy me.
Who, Mrs. Friedman? Who did you sell it to?
Me.
You?
Yeah, me. £9.53. Shut up.
What are you going to do with it?
Hang it over the mantelpiece.
It's horrible, Dad. I've got my ducks over the mantelpiece. Well,
they can fly up the other wall. This painting's genuine Italian school.
I don't want it over my mantelpiece.
It's boss-eyed.
You'll be boss-eyed in a minute.
There's no need to vent your temper on Darren.
I'm not venting it. I'm bloody happy. Shut up. That was 2,000 quid, new.
Never.
That's all.
And you got it for £9.53?
Well, she wanted a tenner, but we settled for what I had on me.
Get off.
I'm telling you.
Why?
I don't know why. I'm doing a good job on a double glazing, I suppose.
There's someone coming to see us, Mum.
Where?
Come away from the window.
Who is it, Mum?
Hello, that's him.
Who?
Hello, hello. Oh, it's your daddy, too.
Is that your car, Mr.?
I wonder if you're a lovely dog. I wonder if you'd be good enough to inform your daddy. Mr. Bridge, good afternoon. Hello, hello. Might I have a word with you? Oh, dear.
Who is it, Ernie?
Go and take the dog away.
Mum said I can watch telly.
Take him with you, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Ridge.
Yes?
I'm delighted to meet you. Your boy, eh? Charming, quite charming.
Oh.
You better come in. He's an auctioneer.
A what?
I won't keep you a minute.
I'm just making a cup of tea.
What's up, then? Well, what a charming room.
I won't be a minute.
You see, Mr. Ridge, it's about the painting Mrs. Friedman sold you.
Oh, yeah?
She made a little mistake, you see, because it's actually down to be sold by auction.
Oh, yeah?
So I wonder if you'd be good enough to let me have it back now. Naturally, your money will be returned to you. I have it on me. Plus a little extra for your inconvenience.
Mrs. Friedman sent you, did she?
Well, I'm acting on her behalf, of course.
Funny. She was dead keen for me to have it.
When I say a little extra, I'm thinking in terms of as much as £5 or so. I do want to be absolutely fair.
I thought it cost £2,000.
£2,000? Yes, I'm so glad you raised that point. I'm afraid I was in error there. I simply misread the amount. Not £2,000, but £20. £0.00.
20, eh?
Yeah.
Now you're trying to get it back for under 15. Do me a favour.
You have a cup of tea first and a nice rock cake. I made them myself.
But damn it, true dear. This is the second time in a week that you've stood me up.
Don't be such a drag, Buffers. Where have you parked it?
Over there. I wouldn't have come up to London if I'd known. Charlotte's working damn hard to get the place ready for the public and all that. It's just not fair on her, dash it all.
It won't take long.
What's it all about, anyway?
It's all about a painting worth £2,000. That's what it's all about.
Where are we going?
Clapham South.
Where the devil's that?
Over the river, darling.
Oh. Absolutely delightful, Mrs. Ridge.
Have another one, Mr. Parsons.
No more, really. As I was saying, Mr. Ridge, I do feel that £45 is more than reasonable under the circumstances.
Time's worth more than that, you know.
Take it, Ernie. It's a lot of money.
No, it ain't.
I tell you what, Mr.
Darren!
Ridge...
Darren!
Arch of a door.
The boys. I tell you what, Mr. Ridge, I've got a splendid idea. Suppose you keep the frame and let me have just the painting.
Oh, yeah? What about the 45 quid?
I'm in a generous mood. Keep that as well.
£45 for the painting?
Yes.
And it's not worth it.
Quite.
Then why?
Well, you've both been so kind, the tea and all those rock cakes.
Dad, it's not for to see you. They can't pick a car than your one.
Really?
Oh, he's in here. Oh, he's in. Come on. Oh, I say, how deliciously pokey. Now then, which of you chaps have got... Hello, didn't I meet you at the old Bags house this afternoon?
Miss Sneap, isn't it?
No. You must be the one.
The one what?
The one who's got my painting. Oh, look, Buffers, that's it, I'm sure.
But I better make another pot.
Who are you?
You know that's my painting, don't you, Poppet?
Aye.
So I'll give you your money back if you'll hand it over.
Miss Sneap, I wonder if I might...
Yes, what are you doing here? Are you on my side?
Who's this bloke?
Oh, darling, this is Lord Bufflemere. Do say hello, Buffers. Don't be such a fearful snob.
Hello.
Lord who?
Bufflemere.
I bet.
Eh?
Look, lady, this painting is mine. All legal and above board.
I want to buy it from you, don't you see?
Fair's fair, Miss Sneap. I was here first. Mr. Ridge, I do urge you to consider my offer most seriously.
What offer?
Truly, old girl.
I've already offered Mr. Ridge a substantial sum for the painting, Miss Sneap. I'm acting on behalf of a client who is following me here as soon as he can.
I don't know if I'll have enough cards.
And he is a person of some influence.
So am I, ducky. Look here, Ridges. I'll give you £100.
Aye? Ah.
Oh, Buffers, empty your wallet.
Damn it, Trudy.
Don't be so mean, I'll pay it back.
I've got dozens of pictures as good as the edge. You can have one of mine.
Oh, blimey. Here, let's see these go.
I wasn't really expecting visitors today.
I don't say that will be my chance.
It'll be a darling and hand it over.
Now, wait a minute.
Ernie, it's a Mr. Vernon something or other.
Parsons, what are you doing to me?
Ah, oh, Mr. Clinchblaze, I'm so glad you've come.
Yes, but Clapham South. Who are all these people in that snarling beast of a hall?
Hello, darling.
Trudy Snape. That is, I mean, have we met before, madam?
Oh, Clinchers, don't be so coy. What are you doing here?
Parsons, who is the owner of this painting?
It's me, darling.
No, you're not.
It's mine.
I say, who is this chap?
It's mine, I say.
That's not fair.
Well, perhaps I'd better rephrase my question. Who among you is Mr. Ernest Ridge?
I am, and I've got a receipt to prove it.
Splendid. Better than a birth certificate. Dear Mr. Ridge, I like you. I am Vernon Clinchblaze. I am prepared to do business with you. Has anybody offered to buy your painting?
By all life.
I hope you've refused to sell.
I have.
Continue to do so, my friend, until you get a reasonable offer. That is my only advice to you at this stage. Please contact me if you need any more. My card.
Oh.
Come, Parsons, let us respect the privacy of Mr. Ridge's home and return only when we're invited to do so.
But, Mr. Clinch...
Delighted to have met you, sir, and may I congratulate you on acquiring such a splendid work of art.
Aye?
You're evidently a man of great discernment in these matters.
Aye?
And no doubt fully aware of the many problems you're now facing.
Aye?
I notice your present security arrangements are somewhat flimsy, for example. Easily remedied, of course, but not cheap. Proper insurance, again expensive, is, of course, vital.
Oh.
And you're giving up smoking, of course, to prevent further deterioration of the painting from air pollution. If at any time you would like to discuss this matter further and in greater privacy, I'd be only too delighted to advise you. With my compliments, of course. I shall be at home at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Perhaps we can take some tea together.
Well...
Aren't you going to have a cup of tea now?
I wouldn't dream of putting you out, madam. Oh, by the way, I don't, of course, know what offers have been made to you so far, but I do hope you'll be wary of anything under four figures.
Eh?
Ah.
Oh, that's more than 100, isn't it?
100? Is that your best offer so far? Well, Mr. Ridge, there are some people who would make you a fair offer. I happen to know them all. Do pop in at 3 tomorrow, won't you? Come, Parsons.
Psychology, my dear Parsons. There was no point in joining the others in a vulgar scramble for possession.
But isn't it a bit risky, Miss Snape?
Ah, yes, Trudy. She functions well on the horizontal, less so when vertical.
Pardon?
As for Bufflemere, it was he, was it not?
Yes.
A chronic case of aristocratic penury. Between them, they would not be able to raise a sum that could match mine, nor would they see any point in doing so.
What about Ridge? He might sell to somebody else.
Oh, how little you know the species. He's well out of his depth. Though I hope not too stupid to avail himself of the friendly counsel and hard cash that I have to offer.
I wish I had your nerves of steel.
Bless you. Let's just wait until 3 tomorrow.
There. What did I tell you?
Shall I let him in?
Well, of course.
Yes, of course.
How do you do?
Ah, Mr. Ridge, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah, Mrs. Ridge, how pleasant. Do come in.
Come on, Darren, Dad,
Jordan. Oh, the whole family. How perfectly delightful.
He's done a pee on the stairs, Mum.
Darren.
It's all right. It's soaked up.
Oh, dear. Shall we put him in the kitchen?
He'll be all right now. Now, come on, behave yourself.
Please, follow me.
Ah, how very nice to see you.
Good afternoon.
I wonder if your little animal wouldn't be happier somewhere else.
Oh, he likes company.
Mr. Parsons, could I ask you to conjure up a pot of tea for all of us?
Yes, of course.
Perhaps the little boy will help you. Will you do that, little boy?
Mum.
Mrs. Ridge, what can I offer you? China tea or Indian?
Just ordinary English will do, thank you.
Please make ourselves at home. Not on that chair, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Ridge. It's rather frail and special.
I can tell. Handsome. Come along, sonny. Oh,
any cake?
Very nice stuff you've got here.
Thank you.
Lot of it, eh?
Very nice.
I wonder if we could persuade your little dog not to chew on that particular rug.
Oh, he's looking for somewhere to settle. Come away, Spot.
Would he prefer the patio outside?
He doesn't like heights. Nothing about this patio.
Cigar.
Oh, tough.
Cigarette, Mrs. Ridge?
Oh.
No, she's given up on account of what you said.
Mum, look at these cups.
Fancy.
And the saucers.
That's silver, isn't it?
Silver?
Yes. Mr. Parsons, I wonder if perhaps you could use
tea
the other...
Tea out of silver cups?
What
a treat.
No, never mind. Is it nearly ready?
Just coming.
Run along, Sonny, and help nice Mr. Parsons.
Yes, mister.
How much do you reckon it's worth, then?
Why don't we forget the business side until we've relaxed a little and... the dog!
Oh, dear, you naughty boy, Spot. Oh, it's all right, Mr. Ribbon. There's no damage. Just a little chip out.
No, please. It's just a little trinket.
Well, I'm ever so sorry.
Do hurry, Parsons, please.
See, I reckon I ought to have it looked at in the West End somewhere. I bought it for £9.53, right? Mrs. Friedman mentions £2,000. Then your Mr. Parsons said no, he'd give me 45. Then that woman and her lord come in and want to give me 100 for it. And then you tell us it's worth four figures. So what do you reckon? Shall we take it to the West End somewhere, where the experts are?
Certainly.
I told you.
And I'm so glad you've done just that.
Eh?
I am an expert, Mr. Ridge, as anyone can confirm. And Curzon Street can justly claim to be in the West End. So you have come to the very person who can clear up all the confusion in your mind. Aha, the tea.
Oh, silver. Oh, doesn't that look lovely?
Sorry, thin silver. It bends out of shape.
Well, bend it back. Shall I be mother?
Thank you. It was a choice between the silver and the Limoges, and silver seemed to be a little sturdier.
Yes, all right, but don't leave me again. I shall have a breakdown.
So what do you reckon?
Darren, you're spilling it.
Well, I reckon you should sell that painting to me.
No, I don't want to do that.
What? Why not?
I might get more somewhere else.
Ernie.
I don't think you will, Mr. Ridge. I'm a very generous man.
Of course you are.
I'm prepared to offer you, in cash, £1,500 here and now.
Oh.
Which, for an outlay of £9.53, provides a return that is only just this side of astronomical.
Wonderfully generous, Mr. Ridge.
No.
Oh, yes, it is.
Mum, I think he's trying to have another pee against that clock.
Oh, get away, you brute. That's a Thomas Tompion.
Hang on, he's only having a smell.
Better put him on a lead, dear.
I didn't bring it.
How could I be expected to conduct business with these constant interruptions? Do stop jumping about, little boy, and sit down somewhere.
Well, I don't know.
£1,500 is a lot of money. Not there. My chair.
Oh, God, blimey.
My chair.
It's having chairs you can't sit down on. It's all right, son. It wasn't your fault.
Parsons, I've had enough.
Oh, sir.
Get rid of them. Just get rid of them. I have to lie down.
What about the painting?
£1,500. Not any more. It was a Louis Cairns. I am so ill. Oh.
Mr. Clinchblaze. They've gone, Mr. Clinchblaze.
Never again. Did he accept the offer?
Well, not exactly, no.
No?
He seemed more upset about your lack of concern for his son's injuries.
But it was Louis Carr's. Has the man no concept of priorities?
They went off in rather a huff, as a matter of fact, threatening legal action. We must talk to him.
If I have to see that man once more, I shall die.
But the painting...
We are defeated, let's be honest.
Oh, no.
I know something of human nature, Parsons. That man and I will never do business together.
We can't give up.
Go home.
But
I must revive myself, cause it and spoil myself. It's the only way.
We've so little
time.
Leave me. What are you going to do?
I shall have supper at the Crillon tonight.
The Crillon? But that's in Paris.
Exactly. I shall spend the weekend in Paris to collect my thoughts.
And then you'll talk to him on Monday before it's too late?
I told you, Parsons, there's no point in my dealing with him. I can do nothing more. But you can.
Oh, I say, what a wheeze. What's in it for me, darling?
Shall we say, first of all, £10,000?
Oh, I didn't expect that much.
I'll let you into a little secret, Trudy. The painting is worth even more.
I see.
So, on top of the 10,000, I'm going to give you another 5% of my eventual profits. How does that sound to you?
Too bountiful for words, darling, but why?
Well, the painting is not ours yet. You saw how Ridge is keeping a tight grip on it. It'll be up to you to help him relax.
Oh, I'm going to have to earn the money. I thought there was a catch.
You're a fine woman, Trudy.
But how do I get him on his own?
Double glazing.
I don't follow.
It must be frightfully uncomfortable living in W1 with all that traffic noise and fume.
Rather.
Suppose we use Rigid's professional services to make life more enjoyable for you.
Oh, I see. And vice versa.
Well put. He'll be with you first thing Tuesday morning. Urgent contract. It's all arranged.
But Clenchers, how did you know that I would agree?
I didn't, my treasure. But I hoped.
I think this calls for more bubbly.
It's waiting in our suite. Shall we go up?
Morning, I've come to... Oh.
Good morning, darling. What time is it?
9 o'clock, miss.
Oh, what must you think of me still in my nighty?
Well, very,
Come in, sweetheart.
Ta. I have met you before, madam.
Yes, of course you have, Richard. I ask for you specially.
Well, shall I get on with it, then?
Oh, yes.
Eh?
Why don't you make us a cup of coffee first while I slip out of this nighty?
Aye.
And into something more suitable, I mean, you naughty boy. Oh, Ridges, I can see we're going to get on like a house on fire.
Well?
Oh, darling, I'm worn out.
What about Ridge?
So's he.
Miss Snape, did you succeed?
Well, yes and no.
Explain.
He definitely won't sell the painting to you.
Damn.
But you can sell it for him on commission.
That's useless. I must have it outright.
What commission does he suggest?
10% for you, 90% for him.
That's outrageous.
Criminal.
Such greed is intolerable.
Wait a minute. There's a minimum and a maximum.
What do you mean?
He wants a minimum of the £1,500 you've already offered him.
Yes.
And a maximum of £10,000.
It's appalling.
Just a moment. What do you mean, a maximum of £10,000?
I mean, his 90% can never amount to more than £10,000, no matter how much the picture eventually sells for.
We'll take it. What a clever girl you are, Trudy. I've totally misjudged you all this time. Whatever made you think of a maximum?
Well, he thought of a minimum. Tat for tit. Have I done the right thing, then?
How did you manage it?
His resistance was awfully low by that time.
Will he put it in writing?
He already has, darling, so he can't withdraw from the deal. Hand me my reticule.
Brilliant.
Do I get my loot now?
I'll write a check.
And my 10%?
Now. 5. When the time comes, you lucky girl.
Oh, Vernon, darling.
But Mr. Clinch, please, you see...
I love you too, Parsnips. Anytime.
Oh, Miss Snape.
When can we collect the painting?
Ah, there's the rub. You can't.
What?
He wants to keep it till it's sold.
What?
He insists.
Ridiculous.
But it has to be inspected by specialists, prospective buyers.
We'll have to go to Clapham.
I've never heard of such a thing.
He wants to be part of it from beginning to end. The drama of it, you know.
Quite out of the question.
No, it isn't. We'll humour him. It's a small price to pay. Oh, Trudy, you're a genius. So much so, I'm going to give you an extra bonus in the form of some wonderful advice.
Advice?
Listen very carefully, and you can make yourself yet another fortune.
Brill.
You must trot off to your solicitor and tell him to pass the following magic words on to Mrs. Friedman.
Oh, Mrs. Friedman, it's terrible.
What are you on about, Truscott?
You should never have done it. Never, never.
Simmer down, man. You'll get the vapours.
But you had no right to sell that painting for £9.53. I knew it would lead to trouble.
trouble?
Yes, I've had a letter from Miss Snape's solicitor. She's suing you for the true value of the painting.
But she's had her money. What's she griping about?
Oh, but the painting is worth a great deal more than $9.53.
Well, that's her bad luck.
I'm afraid the law won't agree with you. It'll say that you acted in bad faith and will award Miss Snape a sum from your husband's estate equal to the market value of the painting.
What? Whose side is the law on, for God's sake?
The law is on the side of justice.
Rubbish. That man Ridge, he's got the painting. Why doesn't she sue him?
Oh, no. No, it's quite legally his.
Well, you'll have to buy it back off of him. You can offer up to £30.
Mrs. Friedman, I think you had better sit down.
What?
Well, I'm very much afraid that Mr. Ridge will not let it out of his hands again so easily. From the information available, it seems that the painting is more valuable than we thought.
Make it £50.
It appears to be a hitherto unknown work by Leonardo da Vinci.
I've heard of him.
Yes, well, you may remember that some years ago, a large cartoon drawing by the same artist was saved for the nation
For what?
£1 million, madam.
Rubbish.
Oh, dear. Mrs. Friedman, wake up. Wake up. Hello. What's your name? Lolita. Help. Help! Oh, dear.
Mulligan! Where is the damn fella? Mulligan!
What is it, Rufus?
I want to put this lot in the boot.
Oh, well, I'll open it for you, dear.
Don't know why we bother to keep stuff.
Hasn't he been helping you this morning?
Yeah, I got him to hang some pictures in the blue drawing room, and we sorted this lot out to be sold in London, but he was very unsteady on the ladder.
Oh, it's a shame to let this one of the stag go.
Can't afford to be sentimental with the new latrines to be paid for. Anyway, there's plenty more in the storeroom we can hang on to.
Well, I'll have a look at them while you're away.
Hope to God we get a guinea or two for these.
Do you know where to take them?
Yes, old girl, never fear. I've got a jolly good contact in the art world. Always chasing round after pictures. They're nuisance sometimes. You've got other things to do. What the devil's that noise?
Oh, Mulligan.
Good God, Charlotte. And you're going to have him selling the tickets? He's got the DTs.
Well, you'll have to do it then. I'll be guiding.
It's a damn shame. The whole thing. It's a damn shame.
Ring the bell, Parsons. Oh, Lord, that enuretic beast.
We must remain calm.
I know.
Mr. Ridge was most friendly on the phone earlier.
You're right, of course. Come along, CB. Sparkle. Eyes and teeth. Eyes and teeth.
Ah, dear Mrs. Ridge, we meet again.
Hello.
May we come in? Mr. Ridge is expecting us for a little conference.
He's gone right off you, now.
What?
Again?
Why?
He's in here.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Clinch, please.
Stop snivelling.
Yes, but
Hello again, Mr. Ridge. How nice to see you.
Don't come all that with me.
I hope your dear son has quite recovered.
He's back and blue.
Oh, how insensitive I was. Would you ever forgive me? Perhaps these jelly babies might...
I'll see he gets them.
And Mr. Ridge, I can't help getting the impression that something is troubling you. I would consider it an honour.
You're a couple of crooks, aren't you?
Eh?
Trying to swindle me.
Ernie.
Really, Mr. Ridge?
I found out all about that painting not 2 hours ago.
I better make a cup of tea.
You stay here.
What do you mean?
Don't you play the innocent with me. You got me signing that agreement thinking it was painted by a bloody student. And now it turns out it's by this other fella.
Who?
The bloke who did all them cartoons. I know all about it. It's worth £1 million or more.
Where did you get this information?
Never mind. Am I right?
Let me handle this. Yes, Mr. Ridge, you are perfectly right. And surely that's good news for you. There's now every chance that you'll receive the maximum amount that our agreement so generously provides for.
That's only £10,000.
Only?
I want to make £1 million.
Unfortunately, you didn't make that very clear when you signed the contract.
Well, I was conned by that little... by Miss...
Miss Snape? A man of your obvious savoir-faire, hoodwinked by a young lady, albeit an attractive one. How did she manage that, Mr. Ridge?
Watch it, mate.
Who's Miss
Snape, dear?
Miss Snape is...
What about a cup of tea, then? I'm cancelling the agreement. Well, go on, tea.
All right, dear.
No, Miss Ridge, you can't do that. The disposal of the painting must take place through me. You can either sell, lend, or even give it away without my approval.
I can keep it.
True, but where's the profit in that? You be a good fellow and cooperate. It's very much to your advantage, right? Now, as Mr. Parsons informed you on the telephone this morning, two gentlemen from the National Gallery are coming here in a moment. And in a very few days, they'll be able to give the painting an official seal of authenticity, so to speak.
They're not coming through the door.
Come, come.
Not unless I get my £1 million.
It's out of the question, Ridge.
All right, if that's the way you want it. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
It's my painting, right?
Yes.
I'm going to destroy it.
Oh, don't be silly.
Darren!
I'm watching Ted.
Come here.
No, please. Be careful how you take it off the wall.
What do you want?
There's a bottle of paint stripper with my tools. Fetch it here.
Oh!
Aren't we being a little melodramatic?
Stay where you are.
Mr. Rich, you're out of your mind.
I've got a nice Swiss rose.
What good will it do you?
I don't know, but it's very tasty.
Calm yourself, Parsons. This is a quite unnecessary scene you're making, Mr. Ridge.
Here you are, Dad. What are you going to do, Ernie?
I'm
going to
pour this paint stripper all over the picture.
Good for?
Oh, go back in that kitchen.
Oh, can I do it, Dad? Not on my carpet, if you please. Put some newspaper
down.
I
beg you, Mr. Ridge.
Parsons, can't you see the man is bluffing?
Well, perhaps not.
He's not going to throw the chance of £10,000 away just to spite us, are you?
Too bloody right I'm not.
Well, then, please hold that stuff right away from it. You're making me quite nervous.
You going to change your mind about my £10,000?
Certainly not. Your threats don't impress me.
That's final.
For heaven's sake, yes.
Right, you asked for it.
He's doing it.
I thought you said...
I'm within my rights.
Oh, Ernie.
It's not paint stripper, but it can't
yes,
be.
Yes, it is. The paint, look, it's oh. Blistering. Stop, stop.
What are you doing, man? Oh, that's a masterpiece. Oh. Bloody. Oh, call that bloody. Oh,
look at it. Look, you never go there.
Too late, too late. Stop. Oh, the ruined us.
All our hopes.
The man's insane. Why? Why?
After all that trouble. And you know, in a funny way, I miss the sound of traffic. Listen, nothing. Oh, excuse me.
Pass the scotch.
How can a man turn down £10,000 just like that? This time.
He just poured it on.
It seems to me that art has no meaning in the world anymore.
Mm.
Oh. I say, chaps, he wasn't insane after all. That was the old bag, Mrs. Friedman. She put him up to it.
Mrs. Friedman?
She says there's no point in my suing her for a painting that no longer exists.
Oh, wait. It did exist when she sold it for £9.53. Surely that's the point.
No, it isn't. I understand. Can Trudy prove it was a Leonardo? There's nothing in writing. Nothing official. Oh, the wretchedness of it all. I must go to the Bahamas.
I suppose she paid him to destroy it.
Yes, £20,000.
Double.
A lot less than the lawsuit would have cost her.
She saved herself a fortune.
Oh, now who's that?
If only Ridge told me, I would have given him £21,000.
Oh, hello, Buffers. What are you doing here?
I made the arrangements days ago.
Now, I've got people here.
Damn it, Trudy.
Oh, put a sock in it, Lord. You'd better come through.
I'm a married man.
Come on. No. You know Clenchers and Parsnips, don't you? This is Buffers.
Damn it. What?
Good afternoon, sir.
How do you do?
I say, you're the art chappies, aren't you? Wanted to see you, as a matter of fact. Got to sell some pictures to pay for the WCs, don't you know?
Some other time, Buffers. Is that one of them?
This one's for you, if you want it. Oh. Nothing much, but it might make up for the one you lost. Told you I'd let you have one, didn't I? Got the rest in the boot.
Oh, Buffers, how sweet. Look, Clenchers, don't you think that's lovely?
Charming. I'm sorry I can't be of assistance to you, sir. I'm going abroad, health reasons. But perhaps Mr. Parsons here will... What's the matter?
There's something about Mr. Clenchblaze. Would you just look?
What are you chattering on about?
It seems to be signed, surely not, Velasquez.
What?
Yes, it's quite clear.
Yes, that's the fellow.
Parsons, please, no more.
No, please have a look, Mr. Clenchblaze. It looks like a Velasquez.
Is that good?
Well, it so happens that one of his pictures recently fetched $2,000,003.
That'll do. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to concentrate.
I say.
I've got two more by the same chappie in the boot. They're no better than that one, though. Nothing much to write home about.
In the boot?
Yes.
I wonder if I might just...
I'll handle this, Parsons. Come back, Parsons.
Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, Buffers, I say. Let's have a scotch.
What do you make of that, eh?
I don't know, Buffers.
Yeah.
Oh, I say. Oh, Buffers, I say. Oh, I say.
In Cash Me a Portrait by Andrew Sachs, Maria Charles played Mrs. Friedman, Jack May, Vernon Clench plays, Timothy Bateson, Parsons, Rosalind Adams, Trudy Snape, Peter Woodthorpe, Lord Bufflemere, Alan Thompson, Ernest Ridge, Tessa Worsley, Mrs. Ridge, Anne Jameson, Lady Bufflemere, David Garth, Truscott, Paul Russell, Darren, and Andrew Sachs, Spot the Dog. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman. Thank you.